So our last presenter this afternoon is Hoki Mok, who is an undergraduate student at the City University of New York Hunter College. She's currently a public health research assistant at the Brooklyn Health Disparity Center and the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health, working to increase awareness of obstructive sleep apnea in Brooklyn, New York.
Good afternoon, everybody. This project is actually for my internship. I was working with the Brooklyn Disparity Center. I have no relevant financial relationship to disclosure. The Brooklyn Health Disparity Center started in 2003, and is collaboration between SUNY Downstate Medical Center, the Oftash Institute for Urban Health, and the Office of the Brooklyn Borough President. The center is designed to help eliminate health disparities among minorities and immigrant population in Brooklyn. The purpose of the Brooklyn Health Disparity Center is to establish a dynamic research infrastructure that will foster community-engaged research, collaboration between the SUNY Downstate Medical Centers, the Oftash Institute, the Office of the Brooklyn Borough President, and community partners located in Brooklyn, New York. The purpose is also to continue and foster and strengthen the local community partnership between the community-based organization and academic institution and the community itself. This is a model that the BHDC, the Brooklyn Health Disparity Center, use. We first conduct research with the community-based partners addressing a certain health disparities in the community. We then develop intervention. We also provide training, whatever training that the community-based organization needs. By providing the training, developing intervention, and conducting the research, it increases the capacity of the community-based organization, the Oftash Institute itself, and the SUNY Downstate Medical Center itself also. And then after the intervention and providing the training, we exchange information between the academic institution, the community-based organization, and the government institution, so we can each have the data and analyze it our own way. We then make an informed policy decision to the Brooklyn Borough President. We have students every year who present there to basically come up with new policy decisions that could be used, helpful in their own community, and in hopes that it eliminates existing health disparities. The Brooklyn Health Disparity Centers have a field program that is usually targeted to high school students, undergraduate college students, or master's students. We aim to share clinically and community-defined evidence-based health strategies among academic, community, and policy stakeholders. The P20 traineeship is one of the projects that's aimed towards undergraduate students and master's students. The first cohort started in fall 2012 and it ended in summer 2014. It is a two-year traineeship, and it basically provide community-based research experience and public health research experience to undergraduate student and master student. This is the traineeship that I participated in fall of 2012. It also helped build research skills and field experiences for the undergraduate and master students. Another program that the BHDC have aimed towards high school students is the Health Disparity Summer Internship Program, HDSIP. It was designed to expose high school students to health issues facing minority communities, including the communities they're living in, the work of the community worker and health advocate. The students who are recruited into the program are placed at different community-based organizations where they can work with the community-based organization in their own community outreach project. In the summer of 2013, I was assigned as a mentor as part of my P20 traineeship program to four high school students from the Health Disparity Summer Internship Program. I collaborated with Diaspora Community Service, DCS, and Brooklyn Center for Independence of the Disabled, Inc., BCID. The students were separated into two groups, and they were assigned to their own CBOs. For 4 weeks, the students were exposed to health disparity lecture conducted by experienced health professional researchers and health advocates. The health advocates, researchers such as community field researcher who work in Oshkosh Institute, or other people such as nurse practitioner, occupational therapist, etc. They were also exposed to hands-on community field experience, which included community health fair, special food exhibits, and sustainable farming. Below are just some of the pictures that we did. We went to a global kitchen exhibit at the Museum of Natural History. We presented a poster presentation at Ball Hall, which is the middle picture. We also went to a health fair hosted by HCC, the Haitian American Community Coalition, one of the CBOs that we work with. The students, within the 4 weeks, they were asked to develop a community survey, collect and analyze data, and prepare a poster presentation. The students' research project was presented at Ball Hall with attendees such as the Brooklyn Ball Deputy President and members of the community-based organization. Below again, the first picture is the students getting ready to head out to the community conducting their community survey. In the middle picture is them coming up with the survey itself, going over lessons about policy decision. And then the third picture is the actual poster presentation of the students with their mentor at Ball Hall. I'm going to explain a little bit about Diaspora Community Services. This is the CBOs that I worked with conducting this project. Diaspora Community Services is a nonprofit social support agency serving low-income and immigrant families in central Brooklyn. They were founded in 1981, and they now serve over 10,000 people annually. Current program services include access to quality health services, adequate housing, job training, education, and social support services to critical to meeting basic needs while focusing on impacting poverty. They also have a very unique program where they work with high school students, going to high school itself to basically encourage the student to learn more about what is considered a safe sex, STDs, and such. The project objective of the study that we did, it was to implement a pilot project to access the resource in a low-income neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York. We also wanted to assess the cleanliness, availability, safety, and usefulness of the community resources. The location that we chose was Brownsville. It's located in Brooklyn, New York, and is considered to be part of the neighborhood of Bedford-Stuyvesant and Crown Heights. The reason we chose Brownsville was because Brownsville has long been known to be medically underserved. As there's past and current study that show that there's problem accessing and there's gaps in healthcare and services. And based on conversation between DCS staff and the members of the community, they have suspected there's a need for expansion in the access to care in Brownsville. This is a map of New York City, and basically this is showed neighborhood poverty. So I got this from the New York City Department of Health. If you can see, the darker the color, the higher the poverty level. Brownsville is at 26. As you can see, out of the whole Brooklyn, mostly it's one of the higher poverty levels area. And then from the past, we can always see that higher poverty level is always somehow associated with poor health outcome. That's one of the reasons we chose Brownsville. And here are some questions. Every year, the New York City Department of Health come out with a community health survey where they ask residents of different community about to do a self-assessment, a survey about their health status and such. We chose a few questions to show that Brownsville is in need of health. For example, the percentage of residents who consume zero serving of vegetable and foods in Brownsville is about 23% compared to NYC, which is only about 13%. The percentage of residents who are obese or overweight. Brownsville have a slightly higher rate than compared to the whole New York City. And again, with comparing Brownsville to NYC, the percentage of residents diagnosed with high blood pressure, Brownsville have about 36% compared to NYC with only 28%. And the percentage of residents who self-perceive their own diet as poor, Brownsville has about 32% compared to overall NYC only have 27%. The method that we use for this pilot study is we partner up with DCS, the Diaspora Community Services, and we also partner up with Brooklyn Health Disparity Center. A community survey was created by the DCS staff and also the high school intern students. And they were administered by the interns while they were doing the community health survey. With the intern, we did a community walkthrough through Brownsville. Walkaway Avenue was the avenue that we chose for the route for the walkthrough because it was a prominent street in the neighborhood. So this is a picture of the subway station in Walkaway Avenue. As you can see, there's a lot of businesses. This is a map of Brownsville, and Walkaway Avenue is right in the middle of Brownsville. 50 residents of Brownsville completed the community survey. The content of the survey consists of 13 open-ended and closed-ended questions. We asked about the residents' opinion about the availability, the cleanliness, the safety and usefulness of the resources in their community. We also, at the same time, assessed the residents' health status and their use of health facilities. Some of the results that we found interesting is that about 33 people out of the 50 people who we surveyed, meaning about 65%, they answer no when we ask them, would you recommend someone to live in your neighborhood? Residents also told our interns that they were worried about how clean the parks were. There were parks available, but they didn't want to go to there. It was unclean, and the condition in the street, it was unsafe for them to be hanging out in. This is a pie chart that shows when we ask them, what establishment do you think is missing, or what resources do you think is missing from your community? Clinics and gyms were listed as the most lacking in their community. One of the things I want to mention, I'm going to come back to it later, is that gyms, recreation, and park are used mostly for exercise, and they add up in total to about 58%. The conclusion we made is there is a lacking of quality community resources related to improving health in the low-income neighborhood of Brownsville. Like I mentioned before, the 58%, the gym, the park, and the recreation places add up together 58%. That's a place where people can exercise and improve their health. And you have more than half of the community thinking that they don't have that in the neighborhood. Another interesting fact that we found was that there was actually a recreation center at the end of Brownsville. But people didn't want to go to that recreation center because it was unclean. It wasn't safe for them to go to. DCS has continued to work closely with the community members and leaders of residents to design and implement an intervention program that will aim to promote healthy lifestyle behavior in Brownsville and to also improve the cleanliness and safetyness inside Brownsville's recreation centers. Some of the lessons learned was that limitation and such was that 4 weeks was not enough time for us to complete an actual walkthrough of the community. The 4 weeks is not including the first 2 weeks the students, intern, were actually asked to stay in SUNY Downstate where they had health lecture to learn how to do a survey. So the actual time that we had was 2 weeks to do a community walkthrough and analyze and complete the data and make a poster presentation. It was very difficult to complete a rigorous assessment of the community. And because the survey question was developed by DCS staff and the students within a week or so, we're not sure how accurate is that the question we should be asking. Also, since this took place over the summer, there was a lot of heat wave during that time, and certain times the students it was unsafe for them to go out in the community and do a walkthrough. Some implication we have was that the students were able to provide services to short-sighted community partners. So a lot of community-based organizations did not have enough staff to go out into the community and do assessment like the high school student intern did. the student did gain valuable skills learning about their own community. At the same time, they encouraged their family and engaged their family and their friends to care more about the community, to actually try to improve the resources in their community so it will be safe for them to go and exercise. It also engages the student to take matters into their own hand and address issues that are actually impacting their life, to let them know that they could make a change. The student will also able to understand the difficulties of working in public health. Most students come into the HDSIP program thinking they're going to be a doctor or a nurse, but a lot of students don't think about the public health sector where you can help the community by doing community research. They also help them understand there's a lot of distrust in their community, and the accuracy of answer could also be affecting research. And it's very, since most of the questions are self-assessed, you can never tell if the residents are lying or they have a different perspective of the answer. And that they also understand that their action can impact a lot of other stuff. If they learn that if they oppose someone and someone said no, immediately everyone around them will also usually go with the answer no before they even hear what the student have to say. I was also a graduate of the HDSIP program, so I'm very glad that I was able to mentor the student, the four students that I have, and give them my experience in working in the community health issues. And as a graduate from this P20 traineeship, I was also able to attain an internship working with the New York City Department of Health, working also in community outreach to different populations. Most of the statistics I have in my slides I obtained from the New York City Department of Health, where they have the community health survey. And I want to thank the Oftash Institute for Urban Health, Brooklyn Disparity Center, Diaspora Community Services, Dr. Michael Joseph, who was my mentor throughout the P20 traineeship, Ms. Nicole Primus Henry, who basically, she's sitting right there, who survived the airplane ride with me when I was too nervous to come here. Ms. Lavanda Sharps over there, she is in charge of the DCS, where she helped me personally as an intern when I was her intern, and she helped my interns develop my professional career. And I also want to thank Dr. Virgil Wright over there, where she gave me this opportunity to be in this internship. Thank you.